reached unprecedented levels. The ocean and atmospheric climate pattern also shifts weather across the globe, shutting down much-needed rains for tens of millions while bringing deluges to other areas. El Nino can lead to drier than average conditions in parts of eastern Australia, wet conditions in East Africa, plus a host of shifts across North America during the fall and winter. Typically, computer models are less accurate in forecasting El Nino events during the spring, which is known as the spring prediction barrier. But Loro told Axios via email that the key precursors to El Nino development are already evident in observations, which makes forecasters more confident. Specifically, we currently are seeing a large amount of subsurface oceanic heat building in the tropical Pacific, which will eventually bubble up to the surface, she explained. In addition, east-to-west trade winds along parts of the equatorial tropical Pacific have slackened somewhat, which is a key ingredient for setting an El Nino into motion and maintaining it, Loro added. Model projections have been leaning toward a moderate to strong El Nino by the fall and winter, notes Zach Hossfather, climate research lead at web payment company Strip. He said these events can boost global temperatures by about 0.2 degrees Celsius on top of the larger, long-term human-caused warming trend. While it's too early to know for sure, it's likely that 2024 will be the warmest year on record. Exactly how warm will depend on how long El Nino conditions persist, Hossfather said. Hossfather echoed Adam Scaife, head of long-range prediction for the UK Met Office. Both say the developing El Nino may cause global average surface temperatures to temporarily come very close to or even briefly reach the Paris Agreement's temperature guardrail of 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. This would be a symbolic milestone since the Paris Agreement targets refer to long-term averages, not 1 or 2 years. Perhaps the most important thing is not whether it actually reaches 1.5 degrees Celsius next year, Scaife told Axios via email, adding, but that this will be the first time in history we are within reach of this level for the annual global average temperature. One potentially positive aspect of an El Nino is that they tend to reduce but not eliminate Atlantic Ocean hurricane activity by increasing upper atmospheric winds, which can tear storms apart. In a spate of weather extremes and a new record warm year reverberate politically, the so-called Super El Nino of 2015 to 2016 coincided with the negotiating and adoption of the Paris Agreement. The upcoming UN Climate Summit in Dubai, starting in November, will test whether nations can commit to more aggressive near-term emissions reductions targets or not.
Supplication is the wealth of the believer, and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers, sisters, and dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8, verse number 9 of As-Sahif Sajadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abideen. And he says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from su'ul wilayati liman tahti aydina, misusing our guardianship when it comes to those who are under our care. So we said the list of those who are under our care is a long list, beginning with our parents, beginning with our siblings, our spouses, our children, and the list continues. So, and each of these topics, mind you, it requires a program by itself, because we spoke about Risalat al-Huquq in a different program, and where the Imam alayhi salam, he talks about the rights of people. So we spoke about the parents, we spoke about the fathers, we spoke about the children. Now, that's where we stopped at last. We said we are not meant, we have no right to neglect or mistreat our children badly in terms of physical harm or mental harm or educational harm. Because sometimes when we neglect them in terms of education, that is also considered to be harm. So we need to make sure that we treat them and give them all their requirements. And even when it comes to their nutrition, when it comes to their physical need, as parents, it's a duty upon me to provide for my child as well. Now, let's take a short break and then we will continue.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge. Rabbana, Rabbana,
Rabbana. Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we said, as parents, as guardians who have this wilaya, we need to make sure that we give our children a number of things. We need to care about their faith, their religion, their school, their physical, mental health. Also, we need to care about their moral and their values and their ethics that needs to be taken care of as well. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he himself says, وَإِنَّكَ مَسْؤُولٌ عَمَّا وَلَّيْتُهُ مِنْ حُسْنُ الْأَدَبِ. And you are responsible when it comes to your child of what you have given him in terms of morals and ethics. Because sometimes we teach our kids all the wrong ethics and morals. When a parent swears, the child will learn to swear. When the parent yells and screams, the child will learn to yell and scream. When the parents are disrespectful to one another, the child will disrespect both parents. When the parents are lying, the child will learn lying. So Al-adab, ethics and morals and manners. Children learn them from us. And if I teach them all these bad things, then that will become what? Will become mistreatment of this wilayah that I have when it comes to my children. So the Imam says, you have to make sure that you take them seriously. And then the Imam says, فَأْمَلْ فِي أَمْرِهِ عَمَلَ الْمُتَزَيِّنِ بِحُسْنِ أَثَرِهِ. Act in a way where you make your child learn from you the best of things. You leave a residue of good akhlaq on your children. The thing with children, especially when they're young, they're easier to train, they're easier to teach, they're easier to educate because they observe, they see things. They don't understand concepts of things, but they can understand it through seeing it. They understand truth through seeing it and hearing it. They understand gentle and nice treatment towards others by observing it. Most of the things they learn from the childhood is by looking, observing, by watching and seeing and hearing. So we need to make sure that we act in a way where they're learning all that which is good. If they are not, then that would be su'ul wilaya. That would be bad guardianship. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying that su'ul wilaya manifests itself. Bad guardianship manifests itself in different forms and different shapes in the life of a child, especially when it comes to his moral and ethical values. We live in a world where morality is declining. Ethics and these values are declining. Haqq is becoming batil. Truth is becoming falsehood, and falsehood is becoming truth. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the Ahlul Bayt, the Quran have warned us in a time where we see something wrong as the right thing to do. And we live that age when we look at so many moral sins that a human being indulges in now, they are seen as a good thing. You're right. Your choice, your this, your that, they are no longer sins. In fact, if you come and say they are sins, people will have you beheaded because of what you're saying. How dare you say that? And as time goes by, they will become like embedded on rocks that they are true. But when it comes to true values, they are being forgotten completely, changed and forgotten. They have no place in our time. That hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, there will come a time where a person, if you look at him, he's sad and miserable and, you know, gloomy, and he feels that he was, you know, lost a day of his life. And when you ask him why, he says, well, today I did not cheat, I did not lie, I did not steal, I did not do all these bad things. So not the other way around. So we need to be sure that when it comes to our children, we give them not just faith, not just religion, but we give them also akhlaq, teach them the right Islamic conduct, the right Islamic morals, the right Islamic ethics. Otherwise, God forbid, they will be Muslims by name. but not by nature. And on the Day of Judgment, I and you will be put to the questioning. Why? Because we have wilaya, authority, guardianship. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio. The Last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab Askari. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, said, "If a person does not know the Imam of his time, the person will die the death of an ignorant." Which means it makes us for us very important to know about the Imam of our time, because whatever the degrees we are amassing, holding, collecting, and at the same time not knowing about the Imam of our time, it's as good as being ignorant. May Allah not make us among those who die the death of an ignorant. So in this program, we try to make sure that we provide you with the maximum possible information about the Imam of our time. On that note, today in our studio, we have with us guest speaker, the Islamic researcher, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Well, one of the things that is repeated in the narrations about Mahdawiyyat is that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is someone, when his features are being discussed, it says that he will have a long life as that of Prophet Nuh. Well, there's one of the narrations that says that one of the things that Imam Mahdi Ajallahu Faraja will be having is that of Prophet Nuh. And we could actually say that is the long life. Well, you proved for us, like, is it possible to have a long life? And you gave us the Quranic references. Could you talk more on that?
Yeah. Yes, we refer to the Quranic evidences like that of the Prophet Nuh and also Prophet Uzair, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to answer, and the doubt that came to the Prophet Uzair, he made him die, for example, for 100 years, and he brought him back to the life after that. And he showed him how, for example, his donkey that was with him, his bones are getting together again and gives life to him again. And the food that was next to him, and it was rotten already, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually made it quite fresh and put it available for him to be used. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them again to the Prophet Uzair. So it is very great. I think it's very interesting, sister, to ask from ourselves that Allah wanted to answer the question of one of his believers and one of his messengers, or let's say prophets. He made him die for 100 years, and he gave him life again to come back to life, that is, made a raj'a on him. So is it impossible for that God to save his religion and to give a long life to a person who is, again, his imam, or has been appointed and has been given a mission to guide the human being?
Yeah.
So just to answer the question and the doubt of the Prophet, he made him die for 100 years. So is it impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, for example, give this longevity to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? So definitely it is possible. And more, again, referring to Quranic verses that Allah told Yunus the prophet, that if you were not among the praisers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, among those who are doing the tasbih of Allah, you have been staying in the stomach of that fish or whale till the day of judgment. So it means it is possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep one of his, let's say, believers, one of his prophets, inside the stomach alive till the day of judgment, not only in, let's say, on the earth, alive inside the stomach of a fish.
Yeah.
And moreover, when Satan, so it is possible for Allah to actually to fresh the food that was rotten, to give life to the horse or the, let's say, donkey that was next to him, and to show him, and that is to answer his doubts with
that
an
in
experience.
Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Yeah. Let's discuss more, but take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We have had the pleasure to be with Dr. Ali Alavi, and Dr. Alavi is helping us to understand the basic concepts of Mahdaviyat. And now the question he had been answering in a series of episodes, like in the previous episode and in this episode, we have been talking about the long life of Imam Mahdi. How is it possible? And Dr. Alavi has been providing us with the Quranic references and the logics behind. Yeah.
Yeah, we said that longevity or having a long life, it's quite possible for some, and it had happened in the course of history, not only from Quranic perspective, but also in the history. We have many cases of peoples with long life. One more Quranic evidence, and inshallah we shall move to the next doubt about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And that is the long life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Satan when Satan
All
asked
right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me time till the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted and agreed and said, you will be there till that time. So it means that Allah can give a long life to whoever he desires and whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds the expediency to give.
And apart from these Quranic references, we also have some of the biological evidences and also some of the scientists who say that no age limit can actually be set for a human life, which again says that it denies the concept of that you put some limit to the age of a human life, and which actually means humans can live for long with the will of Allah. Well, Dr. Alavi, when Imam is going to come, everyone has hopes, everyone has the wishes whenever a new leader comes, and like we have in our governments, when people come and they start campaigning and we start voting, we vote with a whole heart to experience the freedom, to experience the democracy, to experience justice, actually. And all the plans of the government, they discuss in the campaigns. But since Imam is an occultation and we have not been seeing his any campaigning of Imam, does Imam have some programs for his leadership?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Al-Quran actually depicts the future of the world with the government of the righteous. إِنَّ الْأَرْضِ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. That is, the righteous are going to govern on the scene of the earth. And again, in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he introduces the righteous with the title of مُتَّقِينَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That is, the prosperity is at the end for the believers, for the Ahlul Taqwa, for the pious one. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That is, those who are the believers and who are doing the right actions and who believed and did the righteous actions, they will be the successors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. So what is quite clear is that those who are going to be the pious, the righteous, the believers are going to take the leadership of the earth. So when I say, does he have the merits and qualifications of being a leader on the earth, or has he ever seen or, let's say, met any leadership courses? So this is what we have to, I think, get back to and find some answers.
Yeah, so let's have a sip of water and come back after a short break, and we'll continue the discussion. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and we have had the pleasure to be with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we're discussing some of the very basic concepts of metta. Yes, Doctor, please continue.
We said that if this person who is going to lead the world, and the إِنَّ الْأَرْضِ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ, this righteous people who are going to take the leadership of the world, do they have that qualifications of being a leader? That is, are they qualified spiritually or, let's say, scientifically or culturally or intellectually? Do they have the required intellect or courage, innovation to lead the Islamic Ummah and, let's say, the whole humanity? For a person who was in the cultation and who is unaware of the world, does he have any program to actually guide the world?
Yeah.
These are the questions that we are actually after finding some answers. Let's imagine the time that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there. He was at the same time that he was an Islamic leader, he was a political leader, he was an economic leader. He had a say on every angle and aspect of the life of the people, and he, since he was equipped with the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. So we might say that Imam was in a cultation. Yes, Imam is in a cultation, but it's not the case to say that he is unaware of what is happening. This occultation is that he has experienced and he has seen lots of scholars who came and learned and went, and actually they have passed away, but he has been witnessing all of them, I mean, in all these 1,000 years.
All right.
So whatever is a port of knowledge for us is, I think, to say it, whatever is new for us is something old for him. I mean, he has already passed and seen and saw all of these things.
Sometimes when we start to say and we try to express something, see, I know more, or I know something new, or I know something very exciting, and then we already know that we have had the experience with that thing, we say this very beautifully that, day one, the school you have just joined, I have been the headmaster of that school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Whatever is necessary for the leadership of the ummah is actually Allah. Allah ya'lamu hayth yaj'al risalat. Allah knows where to put his mission, because the one who is going to lead, he had to have all these qualifications. Again, there is a Quranic evidence for that. If you are among the pious, if you keep piety and observe piety, Allah will teach you, Allah will give you the knowledge and science. So
and that's how ways will actually open up
so
for you.
The creator of a car, the person who created a car, knows what is, what best suits for what part best suits for what part of this car. For example, in case we want to make a, let's say, simile in this regard. So the one who has created us knows that who deserves to be the leader of this nation, who deserves to be taking the leadership of this ummah.
As the makers of the instruments, like say a car, or the maker of a refrigerator, the washing machine, puts an instruction book with it.
Yeah.
Because they know about the discovery.
And this sample of piety, this role model of piety, who is going to represent itself in the under the leadership and under the name of an imam, he is the one who knows the best of, let's say, features of a leader, and he will manage and he will lead the world in the best way possible.
Yes, and as Quran also puts it, that we have, if you want to seek a role model, then Prophet, peace be upon him, is the Uswa Hasana, one of the best role models. And the best role models possesses all those best qualities. Thank you so much, Dr. Ali Alyavi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
In the limelight.
Biden's approval rating has been net negative since August 2021. Despite Biden's low approval ratings, the Democratic Party has said that it will support his re-election and has no plans to sponsor primary debates. In this regard, we have taken a look at world media websites and news agencies for further details. Stay tuned for more. According to Truthout, it's official. Democratic President Joe Biden announced recently that he is running for re-election in 2024. Biden announced his re-election bid in a campaign video sent to his supporters by email and on social media recently. The video frames his presidential run as a continued battle for the soul of America and emphasizes the Republican Party's recent attacks on democracy and human rights. Every generation for Americans has faced a moment when they have had to defend democracy, stand up for our personal freedoms, stand up for the right to vote and our civil rights. And this is our moment, Biden claimed in his announcement. The ad opens with imagery of loyalists to former President Donald Trump, who has also announced a 2024 presidential run, attacking the U.S. Capitol building on January 6, 2021. It also features protests in support of abortion rights. Biden claims in the ad, "Personal freedom is fundamental to who we are as Americans. There is nothing more important." Biden's ad goes on to condemn Make America Great Again extremists, referring to Trump loyalists in federal and state governments who are banning books, eroding voting rights, and aiming to cut Social Security benefits. Biden claimed in the video, "This is not a time to be complacent. That is why I'm running for re-election. Let's finish the job." The announcement makes official what political pundits and observers have been saying for months now, that barring any unforeseen circumstances, the 2024 general election will likely be a rematch of the 2020 election, pitting the incumbent president against Trump, his predecessor. According to polling from NBC News, 60% of voters say they don't want Trump to run for office again, while 70% say the same thing about Biden. However, because of the two-party system and the way candidates are selected through a series of primaries and caucuses in the run-up to the official nomination, a 2024 rematch between Biden and Trump is likely inevitable. An aggregate of polling data collected from Real Clear Politics suggests that the matchup between Biden and Trump will likely be close, as it was in 2020, when the two first ran against each other. According to the poll the site analyzed, Trump has a slight lead over Biden, but the data is within the probable margin of error. The latest Economist YouGov poll, for example, shows Trump with a 4-point lead, attaining 41% support from voters in a hypothetical matchup, while Biden receives 37% support. 10% say they would vote for someone else or aren't sure who they would vote for, while 12% said they wouldn't vote at all. According to 538, which has also examined an aggregate of polling data, Biden's approval rating has been net negative since August 2021. Despite Biden's low approval ratings, the Democratic Party has said that it will support his re-election and has no plans to sponsor primary debates. Biden's campaign announcement was celebrated by Democratic Party voices on social media, while progressives encouraged Biden to secure votes by living up to his initial campaign promises. Progressive Representative Jamal Bowman wrote on Twitter, "We are with you, Mr. President, but we need you to do much more on racial justice, climate, immigration, corporate greed, and labor rights. You need all of us to save the soul of America and to build a nation where everyone thrives." Though Biden has presented himself as a defender of voting rights, abortion rights, and more, he has often failed to deliver. Even when Democrats controlled the White House and both houses of Congress, his administration was reluctant to call for changes to the filibuster to ensure the passage of a strong voting rights bill, and failed to convince conservative Democratic senators to back on the rights bill. Hours after Biden's announcement, the account for Sierra Club's climate adaptation and restoration team lauded Biden for proposing a number of pro-climate policies while in office, but warned that his other anti-environmental stances could affect his electoral chances.
A diverse range of programs. Spirituality. Youth. Eastern Tales. Roundtable discussions. Culture. Politics. All produced by IRIB English Radio.
This is A to Z. an introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to get rid of the memories of my childhood. In the name of God, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, may His peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Salamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z, IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page, and I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to have you with me for this program. We're going to start our program with a very important question. Someone has said that the memories of my childhood and the problems of my family that led to this physical abuse and then to a divorce of my father and mother and the misfortunes that followed distressed me. I do not know how to forget them. Whenever I remember them, I become so distressed so that I lose my composure and I faint. There is no doubt that these things exhaust man's strength and abilities, which he needs for success in his future. Would you please tell me how to be rid of this state? Very severe, actually, situation. For answering this question, one of the most important bases of raising children is the relationship between parents, which is based on love, respect, and mutual understanding and cooperation. It gives children spiritual and mental stability, and this is what you have lost in your childhood. However, this does not mean that you should apply to your life what happened to your parents. Everyone has an independent will, and his punishment also near Allah does not have anything to do with others' punishments. So if you agree with me on this belief, which is the fact in our true religion, you should do the following principles. I'm going to count you, and these principles are taken from Quran and Hadith. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z, IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. So we were talking about the principles that, with the help of them, we can rid of the bad memories of our childhood. So let's count them together. The very first one is to seize any opportunity to build your personality and gain the factors of success in your life. It's quite important, and we can do it by many things actually in our life. But it's a very important title. We need to put it at the beginning of our principles. Secondly, consider any success in your life as a possible of being repeated and reproduced, and do not stop after a certain point or satisfy yourself with what you have achieved. So you always need to look for something bigger, inshallah. And thirdly, know well that man, whatever bitter memories may distress him or press on his nerves, is able to pass over them on condition that he trusts in his mental abilities and relies on his Lord, Allah, the Almighty. And four, do not allow negative memories to overcome your heart. Try to omit them from your memory whenever they attack you. Busy yourself with reciting the Holy Quran, reciting supplications, reading good books, and remembering your nice memories, or leave your place, or perform ablution, wudu, or ghusl, and walk and ponder over nature, the sky and its stars, the sea and its wonders, the trees and its fruits, the flowers and their fragrances. Also, read books that will help you build a faithful personality and learn the ways that the believers succeeded. And read about the great people in history. You will find that most of them have undergone in their childhood different family and social sufferings like orphanhood, homelessness, and injustice. Karbala of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam gave us a great lessons which were completed by Imam Hussein's sister, Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, who inspired the spread of resistance in the orphans and captives until she turned the apparently victorious into the real defeated. On the other hand, successful discoveries and invention have come after many failed experiments. Then shake off the dust of your memories and extort your success from your parents' failures. I hope everyone a good life. Thank you for staying with us.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
In the United States, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' political operation is set to move headquarters, making way for a potential 2024 campaign filing. We take a look at the U.S. media's coverage of this story. Please stay with us. National broadcaster CBS News has covered this story and tells us more. A 2024 campaign bid for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is getting closer. The governor is eyeing a launch into the 2024 presidential race within the next couple of weeks. At least three sources with knowledge of the governor's planning have told CBS News. The DeSantis political operation is also expected to move its headquarters to a new location in Tallahassee, Florida, on Monday, which will kickstart a window for the first federal election disclosures for a potential 2024 DeSantis campaign, according to a person with knowledge of the move. This expected headquarters move was first reported by NBC News. Because the move out of their current home in the Republican Party of Florida office is likely to cost more than $5,000, it will kickstart a window of 15 days for Ron DeSantis to submit filings with the Federal Elections Committee to register as a candidate and designate a principal campaign committee. Those filings would be the most official sign yet on paper of a 2024 presidential bid by the Florida governor. A spokesperson for Ron DeSantis has declined to comment. If you spend more than $5,000 to open your 2024 federal campaign headquarters, then you have officially taken action to run for office. There's no debating whether that particular action reflects intent to be a candidate or not, so you will be obliged to file, one campaign finance expert told CBS News. On Saturday, CBS News has previously reported that Ron DeSantis is expected to officially launch a presidential campaign from Florida, though plans remain fluid, according to a person familiar with the governor's planning. Earlier this week, Ron DeSantis also disassociated himself from his Friends of Ron DeSantis State Political Committee, which has over $81 million in cash. The move is a necessary step before a federal run, or that money is transferred to a super PAC that is supporting a DeSantis 2024 run. Since March, DeSantis has been traveling to multiple early presidential primary states and battleground states to promote his recent book and his track record in Florida, dubbed the Freedom Blueprint. On Saturday, 13th of May, DeSantis was in Sioux Center, Iowa, to speak at the annual family picnic hosted by Representative Randy Finstra. He was greeted by over 600 attendees who each paid $50 to get into the event, which is raising money for Finstra. Prior to his remarks, Ron DeSantis met with more than a dozen Iowa state lawmakers behind closed doors on Saturday morning in Sioux Center, Iowa, according to a source who was present at the meeting. The source described the meeting with DeSantis as informal but substantive. A pro-DeSantis PAC, Never Back Down, is building a campaign infrastructure in Iowa and bringing on key staffers, according to information first shared with CBS News. Longtime Iowa GOP political strategist and lobbyist Jake Highfield, who has worked with Iowa state lawmakers in recent years, has joined the team to help run the Iowa operations. During Ron DeSantis' remarks, he lauded his own accomplishments in Florida and joked that Florida is the Iowa of the Southeast because of how the two states similarly handled the COVID-19 pandemic and are now tackling education issues. The loudest applause came when Ron DeSantis said he would shut down the border immediately to deal with illegal immigration. In what could be perceived as a shot at the former president, Donald Trump, DeSantis, without mentioning Trump, said governing is not about entertaining or building a brand or taking on social media, but it is about winning and producing results. Donald Trump was scheduled to host a rally on Saturday in Des Moines, Iowa, but it was cancelled due to weather conditions. British newspaper The Observer has also covered the same story and tells us more. Florida's right-wing governor Ron DeSantis has rolled out a hefty list of endorsements from Iowa lawmakers as he visited the crucial early voting state on Saturday, 13th of May, in an attempt to garner support for his potential Republican presidential campaign. The pro-DeSantis super PAC, Never Back Down, announced endorsements from 37 Republican Iowa state senators and representatives, including the Iowa Senate President, Amy Sinclair, and the state House Majority Leader, Matt Winchettel. In an interview with the Des Moines Register, Amy Sinclair praised Ron DeSantis, saying, "He stands head and shoulders above other Republican presidential candidates, including Donald Trump, and that the choice is an easy endorsement for me." Matt Winchettel echoed similar sentiments, telling the outlet, "We need somebody that's accountable to the people, that has proven in their state that they can do this job and take that same prosperity and spread it throughout America." However, Ron DeSantis is landing in Iowa, the first state in the Republican nomination process, after a tough few weeks. The Republican frontrunner, the former president Donald Trump, has repeatedly attacked his ex-ally and holds a commanding lead in polls. An overseas trip by Ron DeSantis was also seen as falling flat, and he has struggled recently to impress some big Republican donors. On Saturday, 13th of May, DeSantis and his wife, Casey, attended the 2023 Finstra Family Picnic hosted by the state representative Randy Finstra in Sioux Center, Iowa. DeSantis' visit to the state is widely regarded as an early attempt at swaying Iowa Republicans, many of whom will attend an outdoor rally hosted by Donald Trump later this evening in Des Moines. During the fundraiser, DeSantis boasted about his conservative accomplishments in Florida's ongoing culture war, including abortion bans, blocking diversity and inclusion programs, and legislation that allows residents to carry concealed weapons without a government-issued permit. In Florida, we're a freedom zone permanently, DeSantis said. He added, I think we need to restore sanity in this country, as the crowd applauded loudly. If you look at what's going on in Washington, D.C., if we were sitting here 10 years ago and someone told you we would be over $31 trillion in debt, you would not have believed that that was the case, and yet the Democrats keep borrowing and saving like drunken sailors, he said, ahead of the elections in which he's expected to soon formally announce his candidacy as Donald Trump's chief challenger. If you compare how Florida's managed or Iowa's managed to states governed by leftist politicians, it's like night and day, DeSantis continued. Ron DeSantis appeared to take a veiled jab at Donald Trump. We must reject the culture of losing that has impacted our party in recent years. The time for excuses is over, DeSantis said, referring to a series of electoral losses suffered by Republicans in the 2020 election and also the 2022 midterm elections. DeSantis added, if we get distracted, if we focus the election on the past or on other side issues, then I think the Democrats are going to beat us again.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.
الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ideal University Student brings change in thinking and reality of the society and world. The following is part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with university students and representatives of student associations in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniyah on April 18th, 2023. The opinions expressed regarding political matters, economic issues, and some decisions, these are opportunities. These opinions are opportunities. I'm not saying they are correct. Pay attention to this. Some of them may be correct, others may not be. But the act of expressing your opinion and thinking about a problem, this is an opportunity for the country. Of course, it is possible for there to be damages associated with it. Student activities should not suffer from deviations. Be careful. Of course, young people find it hard to believe that elderly people were young at one time too. But we have experienced youthhood as well, and we know what it's like to be young. The probability of making errors and mistakes while young is high. Various things happen. Be careful. We need to overcome the deviations in student activities. We need to create a healthy environment. Don't create bipolarities. Student activities should not polarize the student community or the country. This is one of the most important issues. The enemy wants this kind of polarization. Student activities should be realistic.